Hello everyone, and welcome to the new episode of the HSG Student Podcast. My name is Sira, and together we are looking for exciting stories and personalities from the HSG. When I hear the word cheerleading, I immediately think of American high schools where football is the most important element on campus and cheerleaders perform in front of large crowds at events. But in fact, cheerleading doesn't just exist in America, but also here on the HSG campus. My two guests will tell us today how that can be and who is behind it. Dear Leonie, dear Jaden, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, as usual, please introduce yourselves in one word only. It can be the word that holds special meaning for you, says something about you, or is linked to a personal story. What would this word be for you and why, Leonie?
I would say for me it's positive, because I always try to see the positive in things. Also for sports it's very important, because if you focus on what's not working, I mean that's good too, because you have to improve it, but you should always like see your progress and motivate yourself to keep going.
So a positive mindset, amazing. What about you, Jaden?
I would say curious. I think everywhere I've really gone in life has always been like trying to be very curious about things, coming to HSG, discovering the cheer team, being very curious about it, deciding to join. It's only ever ended in something good. So I always try to be curious.
Let me begin once again with a very general question. I already mentioned cheerleading, but what is cheerleading? Can you define that?
I mean, I think cheerleading, if you go for a technical definition, it's just a sport where you perform a two-minute routine against other cheerleaders. And aspects of that are jumps, stunting, tumbling, so that's doing flips and tricks. But I would say cheerleading is also, finding your friends, finding, a family. It's a team sport. You can't do cheerleading by yourself, so.
So there are actually different types of cheerleading. We have like competitive cheer. We also have game day cheer. So most people know the game day one, where the cheerleaders just cheer on a team. But actually, that's how it started. But over the time, it has evolved. So now cheerleading is a sport on its own, where you only have the team in a hall, like on the stage, and they do their own routines, which are like very acrobatic, very, very athletic, so different than what it started with. And I think a lot of people only know or have like this kind of
perception
of cheer.
Kind of like you said at the beginning, you know American football.
Yeah.
That's kind of everyone's idea.
They think that's what cheer is, like with the pom-poms, but it's actually like a very hard sport on its own now. Yes.
So it's more than just dancing around.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, we'll get into that later on again. But now you both are involved into cheerleading. I mean, that is also one reason why you guys are here. So let me ask you, what is your professional role in the cheerleading team here at HSG?
Okay, so I'm one of the coaches. We also have another one. She's called Nikki, and she's also coaching the national team in cheerleading, the junior one, for the World Championship. So I'm also the president of the club, and yeah, that's my part.
And then I'm obviously a member on the team. I compete with the team, but I am also the vice president and head of events for us.
Okay, so that means the Cheerleading Association Club is a club of HSG. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we recently got accredited back in November.
I think so, yes.
November, yeah.
So it is a pretty new club when it comes to HSG.
Yes.
Have you been involved in the accreditation process?
Yes, so it was us who like applied for the accreditation, so we have been involved, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Leonie built this club from the ground up. She was the founder, so.
Yes.
What was your intention behind building up a cheerleading club here at this business-based university?
So actually, in other countries, it's usual to have a cheer team at universities. In Switzerland, not. So I saw a saw a gap, I would say. And also I've loved cheer for a long time, so it just made sense to do it, yes.
And then you thought, okay, I will contact some people who could be interested in cheerleading, initiate this whole process.
Well, actually, I just, we talked with Unisport because we have our practices there. And I just opened up an Instagram account and there just started posting. And then, you know, some people started to see it and think they want to join.
So have you participated in cheerleading before that already?
Yes. So I've been cheerleading for, I would say, like, I think 8 years.
Okay.
So it's been a big part of my life. Like, it consumes your life because you start to love it so much. So it's always been part of my life.
Did you participate in a club here in Switzerland?
Yes.
Or how did you manage to cheerlead here?
There is actually a club for the FC St. Gallen. That's where I started. And we used to be like the biggest club in Switzerland. Now there's like other clubs like growing. But I saw them at the football game and I thought it's cool. So I wanted to join.
Okay. What about you, Tate? And what brought you to cheerleading?
Well, I'm American. So I've been cheering for almost 15 years now.
Wow.
So when I came to Switzerland before, I did an exchange year here in high school. And there I discovered that cheerleading was a thing in Switzerland. I didn't know that. And I joined a team in Winterthur called the Warriors, Diamonds. And then when I decided to come to university here, it only felt natural to join the Husky cheer team.
Interesting. And now you already mentioned a little bit, there are different kinds or styles of cheerleading, whatever. But then also there are different, I would call it, positions. For example, I heard of flyer before. What are different positions you could have when you cheerlead and what are your roles?
Well, in cheerleading, there's 4 different roles. So we have the flyer, which is the girl you see being thrown in the air. And then we have 2 types of bases. Those are the people on the sides that are lifting and throwing her, a side base and a main base. And then in the back is the back base or the back spot. So those are kind of the 4 positions, and I am a side base.
And what about you, Leonie?
Well, I used to be a flyer, then a base, then a back spot. So
that means you can also switch roles.
Yeah, very easily.
Yeah, it depends on the person, what she's capable of, but it's always good to have like people who can do different positions. Yeah.
And how do you define which person is going into which role?
Well, it kind of like is natural. If you have somebody who's like very muscular, she's usually like the main base because it's like the one where you have most of the weight of the flyer. If like one is rather like short, it's like rather a flyer, but it doesn't have to be. We also have tall flyers. I mean, as a coach, you kind of see it. Like if somebody has good like body awareness and is like, how do you say, like in... We say tight. I don't know, tight.
Yeah, I think it's just good body awareness. Someone who can purposely
balance
their body, balance.
And
they belong in the air.
Yeah, and also if they're like more confident in the air, because a lot of people look at you. Like we kind of see it after a couple of practice which role fits. And if somebody's rather tall, she's gonna be a back spot because she has to reach up. So we always need tall people too. So we need short
people.
We
need everyone.
Yeah, we need everyone.
That means if someone is new into cheerleading, you will first start by checking their capabilities.
Yes, true, I would say. Well, at first, you don't have to be good at it, not at all. You just come to practice, you do your things, and then we see like kind of where you fit.
Okay, that means if I am now interested into cheerleading, I could just go without being able to do a flip or whatever, and then I will learn it in the process.
Yes, 100%. So that's actually one of the biggest questions we get, because a lot of people are hesitant joining, mm-hmm. because it looks on a picture, it looks difficult, but our team is designed actually for beginners. So most of our team never has done cheerleading before because it's also not a big thing in Switzerland. So we designed a team to start with the basics, do good workouts so you get stronger, you get the right skills you have to get, and you don't have to have any experience at all, really. Like a lot of people progress so fast, like after like 1-2 months, they already get so much better and yeah, that should not be the reason why not to join. We take everybody.
Jaden, and now compared to your American experience on cheerleading, how is it here in Switzerland?
In America, cheerleading is very established already. So there it's kind of, if you haven't done cheer before and you want to join cheerleading, you can. But it's a lot easier if you started as a kid, because once you get to level 3, level 4, level 5, you really, the teams aren't accepting people who haven't cheered before. You'd have to start on a lower level, and especially in high school cheerleading, I think, you also definitely need to have cheered before. You can't just start new. So I think that's one of the really unique things about our team, is that if you've never cheered before, you're not flexible at all, you're super uncoordinated, it doesn't matter, you can join our team and you can be very successful on our team.
Okay, so maybe also it's more beginner friendly here, since also in Switzerland it isn't that established yet.
Yes.
And also these two different types you mentioned in the beginning, the competitive one or competitive cheerleading and the game day cheerleading. Do you both have a preference?
We both come from a competitive background, so we probably prefer competitive. I mean, I can speak for myself. You can speak for yourself.
No, I definitely also like competitive more.
Yes. And that's also what we practice for in our team, because we do go to championships. So, yeah. And it's more like, it kind of is more athletic. Not to underestimate game day cheerleading, though, because you also do stunts, you also cheer on. It's also hard. We do it for some like of the sports teams. Like we did like kind of game days, for example, for the Silverbacks, for the Wolfpacks. Yeah, we did some sideline cheer. We also do stunts and stuff, but we mainly train for the championships.
And you also already participated in the Swiss championships, right? 2024, yes. As I researched, you became vice champions, which is pretty impressive, an impressive achievement. What kind of competition is that? How can I imagine it? And how was this experience for you?
So the championship on its own, it's the Swiss championship. So it's the national championship, like the biggest one in Switzerland. There are around, I think, 1,500, 2,000 athletes. There are a lot of teams, and every team has to show a routine, which is 2 minutes, 15 seconds. And then there will be judges who score it, and there's going to be a winner. For the experience of the team, I'm going to give it over to Jane because she's in the team.
I mean, it was incredibly rewarding feeling to get, you know, second place, especially mm-hmm. for a team that starts with people who've never done cheer before. So I think it's a pretty big accomplishment to be able to place in the top three at the biggest cheerleading competition in Switzerland. But it's a really fun experience. Cheer competitions are so fun. You get there in the morning, you warm up with your team, there's always food there, there's always other teams. There's a little trend in cheerleading where before a competition you decorate little clothespins, kind of little clips, mm-hmm. and you write cute messages on them, and then you go around clipping people. So it's just a really, really positive environment. It's very fun. Anyone who's thinking about it, it's worth it to join cheer just for that.
Yes. And also for the new people in the team, it was like, wow, like they saw their teams that are, so there are different levels. So some of the teams do like very dangerous stunts, and they look at it and they were like, wow. And they took it with them to also to the next practices, and they were like, oh, we have to improve now. So it gave them a lot of like motivation also for our team. And like they kind of saw the big picture and what mm-hmm. how there's room for improvement and stuff like that.
Okay. Have you also competed against other universities on this championship?
No, because we're currently the only university team in Switzerland.
Really?
Yes. So there is no other university team.
So that means the University of St. Gallen actually is the only university with a cheerleading club.
Yes.
And this is mainly, I mean, here we are I already mentioned it, in a business environment. There is many, I mean, the male population here in uni is pretty high. And still, you have the power, the strength to build up the team. Did you hesitate because of these thoughts before you founded the club?
I mean, no, because as girls, I think we have to take up space. I think the uni is...
Yeah, I mean, the university is definitely trying to expand the number of women at Husky, like increased diversity.
So we are participating in increasing the diversity, I guess. No, it's nice to give the female students kind of a platform to shine and show what they're capable of. I mean, they're already doing it in business, but also the sports in general, but cheerleading especially gives you a lot of confidence. Like you go on the mat, you show what you trained for. It's like you have to perform, you have to give a show, you have to smile. It's like sometimes fake it till you make it. So I think it's very nice for the female students to have this. Also, we focus a lot in our team on like a good team bonding. So there is no gossiping allowed. You're out of the team. Like it's we want everybody to be friends, to work together as a team. Cool. So yeah, we love to see this at the uni where girls are like working together and building something.
Speaking as someone who's on the team as well, it's just a really great community to work out, to do a sport, to compete, but also it's another way for women at Husky to network. I mean, just for example, the other day I was applying to some internships and I had to write a cover letter for the UK. I wasn't really sure how to do it. All I had to do was send a text into our group chat and say, hey, has anyone done this before? Can anyone help me? And I had like five girls reaching out to me saying, hey, I can send you my cover letter, my CV. I can help you write this. So it's a really great community.
I think a lot of them became like really sometimes best friends. Yeah. Like you have your best friend.
I mean, I found my best friend here at Cheer.
So really also the team spirit and the community aspect.
Yes.
Amazing. But it is actually female only, so it's not possible for males to start cheerleading.
No, we had a lot of requests.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of males want to join the team. I mean, there are other university teams in other countries having males involved, but for now we keep it female only. I mean, the future might change that, or I mean, in the future this might change, but for now we're quite happy as it is now.
Mm-hmm. And now if I think of all these acrobatic stunts, I mean, also the stereotypical image of cheerleading I might have, I always imagine it to be pretty dangerous, especially if you're a flyer, because you can fall down. And I mean, there is a lot of potential risks involved.
Yes.
How do you guys ensure safety, or has anything happened before?
So there has not happened anything serious. This one of the reasons for this is there are up to 7 levels in cheerleading. The levels are based on difficulty and we only do level 3. So even though it looks like dangerous, it's not that dangerous. That's one of the reasons, the level. And the other reason is we as coaches, safety is our number one priority. Mm-hmm. So we do not progress with like harder skills unless we know the athletes are ready. We did all the preparation, their bodies can do it. We bring a lot of experience with us, so we know like when they can progress, and they also learn like when they come to practice the first time, they know how to catch. And cheerleading, like even though there's other teams, like for example level 7, level 6 teams, they throw like people in the air, they do a back tuck and stuff like that, and even when they do skills, they fall, but they always catch. So it's just knowing how to catch basically, and nothing can happen.
Mm-hmm. So it's not really dangerous if you know how to do it.
Yes, yes. It's the preparation. You have to know how to catch, yes.
And when I had a look at your website, it said, schedule us. What does this mean? How can people book you as a group or team?
So that falls under me as head of events. People can book us on the website. And if they reach out to me, I always redirect them to our website to fill out this form. And basically, we can be booked by the university, by Husky teams, by companies, pretty much by anybody. And we often do it. We've been to the Silverback Spear Mile. We go to the Geckos Ice Hockey Games. I think we're going to be at the Latino Club football game soon. And we support the other teams. Companies can book us, especially sponsors, to perform at company events, to help out with events. And we also help out with university events like the IDIS Day.
We did some official university events too, like Open Square, for example, like 3 shows at Square.
The Alumni Night.
Yeah. We also did the opening not opening ceremony. How is it called?
The closing ceremony for the start week at Olma. Yes. So we took that over as well this year.
Yeah, first time. Yeah, that was fun.
That is impressive. Do you adjust your choreography to the different types of events?
For each event, we do a new choreography.
Yeah, depending on what the event is, how much space we have, and also how many girls we have. The biggest obstacle for us for events is that we have to coordinate the schedules of 25 different girls. Mm-hmm. So if people ask us a week before, hey, can you come to our event? We have to say no, sorry. Mm-hmm. But yeah, each routine is slightly different.
Yeah, there actually goes a lot of work in it, like to do the routine and like have everybody on the right spot doing their things. Yeah.
So you also try to do it a little bit more, I mean, surrounding and topic related. So for an Olma, it is a different kind of choreography than for high ski or for a game or...
Yes.
How can I imagine it?
Well, for the Olma, we had to... It was kind of a challenge. We had to do a movement break. So we had to have the crowd stand up and do some movements. So we had them form the high ski ladders, like with their arms. Yeah, but we also did a show. So it really depends on what the people who book us want us to do. Yeah,
they kind of have authority, I guess, over what happens. They can say, we want you to do this specific thing, and then we'll adapt to accommodate that.
And how do you come up with all these ideas?
For the routines, well... it's actually Nikki who writes
mostly
it.
Nikki,
yeah, she's a great choreographer, so she knows like what to do.
She's also really professional.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Let me ask you, so you now are of an official accredited club here at HSG. What has been your highlight or also your event highlight so far?
I mean, I guess our biggest event was the Swiss Championships, mm-hmm. becoming vice champions. I think that was a really, really big accomplishment for the club and sets us up for a lot of great experiences in the coming years.
All events are nice, I think.
Yeah.
Or like all events have been cool and they're all different. So they mm-hmm. all bring different vibes. We also did one time we did the SHSG Championships in the sports hall.
Okay.
That was cool. It's like the whole hall was full and there was like the mascot and stuff. And we also every year we do the volley nights. So those are like more fun shows. It was also nice to be at Square. So where it's like more professional. We had like, I think the rector was watching too. Like the principal. mm-hmm. So it was like, we kind of could show also to some also professors, what we do. So it's different settings for each event.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, speaking of your team, you said you have more and more members. Are there many people with background experiences, maybe also professionals? You mentioned the other coach who is actually pretty professional in the cheerleading business. What is the average?
So the average member definitely has never done cheerleading before.
Mm-hmm. It's about 60% of our team that has absolutely no prior cheer experience. They just see us at the club fair or on social media or on our website and they think, hey, this looks fun. I want to try it. The other 40% are people like me or Leonie who have done cheer at a cheer club and now they're at HSG and they want to kind of continue, but in a way that is more compatible with their studies. We try to make it very easy to balance cheer with your studies because we're a business uni and studies come first always. Yeah. So, you know, our practices are in the evening. During breaks and stuff, when we have exams, we always make sure that we either don't have practice or we only have practice once a week so that people don't feel like cheer is extra stress. It's just a way to escape the stress.
Yeah, it should be like your fun balance mm-hmm. Next to studying, not like hindering you from studying.
Over, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, those were very interesting insights into the world of cheerleading. Now, let me ask some more personal questions about yourselves, since there's more about you than just cheerleading. Leonie, you are also a fitness coach, if I'm correctly informed. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, so I actually work at the high school gym too. I have a certification. I'm a personal trainer. So I think it helps for the cheer team too, because I know how the muscles work, like how to train, how to regenerate. So if people have questions, I can always answer. And also that way, I'm sure they have the strength they need for the things they do. Yeah.
So did you initially plan on becoming a professional fitness trainer full time?
No, I just did it next to like studying, because I just love the gym. So I wanted to know more about it.
Okay. Another question. I saw that you originally trained in hospitality. How did you end up at high school?
that's funny. So I was at EHL in Lausanne, like studying. It's actually also business administration, but for hospitality. And then I became pregnant. So my boyfriend, or now husband, he's at Heiske, and we're both from St. Gallen. So it just made sense to like switch university. I didn't want to stop studying. So I just switched to Heiske. And Heiske is actually, it's been a good journey. It's very compatible with having kids. I have three kids now, so
wow.
All during my bachelor. So, yeah,
and you can handle it all at the same time. So you study and take care of kids at the same time, and cheerleading.
Yeah, I try to.
So you're still in your bachelor's year, also business administration. Do you still want to go back into a hospitality in your future?
I'm open. I don't know. I just want to work for like a good company. I don't know where yet.
Okay, that is interesting. Many ways lead to high school.
Yeah, maybe like one thing, like my goal would be to be a full-time cheer coach, but I don't know if that works.
I see the ambitions. I mean, if you expand as you are doing already, so maybe that is possible in the future.
Well, we already talked about like maybe having more teams later.
Yeah, we've had a lot of growth in the last couple of years. And, you know, our team in Switzerland can only be 24, I think, right? 24 people?
I think 24 people for the competitions.
Yeah, only 24 people can compete on the mat, and we've definitely had a lot more interest than 24 people.
Yes.
So if enough people came to tryouts next year, or I guess this year in the fall, we definitely have some things to consider with creating a second team.
Yeah, maybe like a beginner and like an advanced team or something like that.
Expansion, that's a good term for our university. And now, Jaden, you also already mentioned it. You don't really come from Switzerland, but you went to school in Chicago, so you're American. Or are you actually from the US?
Yeah, so I'm half American and half Swiss.
Okay.
So best of both worlds.
But you grew up in America?
Yeah, I grew up my whole life in Chicago. My dad's from Switzerland. And then, of course, I did an exchange year here in high school. I loved it so much. I decided I just had to come back for university.
So now you moved back, or you just moved to Switzerland to study here. How is it so far compared also to America?
I love it here a lot more than America. it's really nice. It rains here a lot, so that's not the nicest. But, you know, skiing and Husky is a really great uni, so I've really enjoyed my time here so far.
And you can imagine to stay in Switzerland in the long term?
I'm considering it. Right now I'm just focusing on getting my bachelor, and then the plan is law school. So I kind of just have to see where I'm feeling at the moment.
Okay, very cool. One last question I have, and it's also a long-term future-based questions. Do you guys have plans for the future? It can be either when it comes to cheerleading, but then also on your personal side.
I mean, I guess for cheerleading, our plan for the future is to expand the team, develop the team, and really give everybody the chance to try cheerleading at Husk, but really just to expand the team, make sure it has a future here at Husky, that, you know, we won't be at Husky forever. So whoever comes after us also can develop the team and really give everybody a chance to enjoy cheer.
Yeah. I mean, also, we would love to be like the official cheerleading team for the Husky, and like really, really represent the uni. We're planning to go to a championship in Germany next year, which has like 6,000 or 10,000 athletes from Germany. It's one of the biggest, and just like being there, showing that Husky has a cheer team, maybe like inspiring some students to come to Husky because they love cheerleading. Yeah, and like just in general for more uni events, like to be there, bring a good vibe. And especially, I think in America, it's different. At the university, you have like, it's a lot more
integrated, I would say.
Yes. So the cheerleading team usually at the university brings like a very fun vibe and like makes events a little bit more interesting and not that, not strict, how do you say? Like,
just, I think our goal is to be more integrated with the uni when it comes to events and image, but also with the students.
Yeah.
So that we're all very connected. We're all very in sync.
Yeah,
I don't know how else to say it.
Also for the S-Husky, I mean, we're one of the clubs and we have been at different events. We just want to bring everything together, have like, yeah, be like the cheer team who cheers everyone on. Yeah.
Amazing. So I'm very sure we will hear and see a lot more about you and your engagement here at the Husky. Thank you very much for giving us such a great insight into the world of cheerleading at Husky and beyond. It's incredible to see how much passion and dedication goes into it. Whether it's competing at the Swiss Championships or bringing energy to campus events, your team is proving that cheerleading is much more than just a sideline sport. If the people listening are curious to see them in action or even join, be sure to check them out. So thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And also thank you for listening, and hear you next time on the Husky Student Podcast.